Blog Talk Radio.
Women Patriots on the Traditional American Patriot Network. Thanks for joining us tonight. I'm Brenda Ward, your host, along with my co-host Barbara Buffing, and we're here to just talk about the current events. And oh my goodness, I don't even know what to say. I can't believe we have two criminals actually in that are going to be our options for president. It is just sickening to me. And then we have one who is under FBI investigation, and all of her team has the same lawyer for that, which looks a little fishy because could they be sharing information so they all tell the same story? I don't know. And then we have the other one degrading the judge in the case because he's a child. And I don't even know anymore. I'm just so discouraged by the state of affairs in this country. And we still have Bernie Sanders out here, and all the kids just love Bernie Sanders, and yet look at Venezuela. And then you tell them to look at Venezuela again, and they say, we don't discuss politics, or that's a long time. You know, they don't even know what's happening in the world today. It is a very scary time to be alive. In the future, at this moment in time, I'm not sure where it's going. And with that, I'm bringing on my co-host, Barbara, to see if she can shed any light on this situation. Say hello, Barbara.
Oh, hello, everybody. Hope everybody's doing well. Somebody's trying to text me. I'm not answering it now.
Okay.
Anyway. On the Trump thing, I've been thinking about this. If it was a Democrat, if the issue was reversed, if it was a Democrat screaming, he's a racist, get rid of him, then he would be gone. Why all the rhetoric? Now, this judge is also a part of La Rosa, if I even said that right. It's part of that Mexican illegal thing that everybody that we're fighting against. So, Trump does have real concerns about that.
I thought this judge actually fought the cartel. Maybe I'm wrong.
You know, the cartel is different than just the illegals coming over.
Right.
The cartel is like a war. You know, they're terrorists, basically.
Yeah.
You know, they'll come over and shoot your mother just because they don't like her or something, you know. But
right,
they're criminals. And what the judge wanting, Luis Gutierrez and his little group of La Rosa, whatever it is. But that's a big thing. And the judge might be American, but he's sure not acting like it. I'm not a Trump fan by any means, but I agree with Trump on this. But because, again, if it was a Democrat saying this is a racist Republican, he would have been kicked off the case. No questions asked. This is the bias.
I don't know about that, because if you look at what's coming out now, actually, Judicial Watch, they finally, the IRS, the judge of the circuit court finally said enough games from the IRS and made them release their hit list. Because remember the targeting folks of the conservative group? They said they didn't do.
Yes.
Yeah, well, over most of those names, there's like four names on this list of 400 that aren't, you know, didn't have T, didn't have Patriot, didn't have Liberty, didn't have, you know, Constitutional in them. Yeah. So I don't know about that, because the Democrats, if they could have, would have got this, you know, these judges off the case. You can't, it's not really easy to get a judge off of a case. That's not an easy thing to do. But,
well,
you know,
the judge should really recuse himself because of it. I mean, I agree. He should. Because all his values, this judge is helping break the law by keeping illegals in this country.
Well, that's not right either. And that's a case where the citizens
come
out of office, because that's a lot of places you vote for your judges, kind of like this judge in this rape case that
gave
Brenda,
that's what the damn president's doing too.
Well, yeah.
The president's doing the same damn thing.
I know, and the courts are ruling against him, but it takes so long, and this is why the Constitution wasn't set up for it to go to court. It was for Congress to handle the president, because it takes years to go through.
Right.
Look at the IRS scandal. This is what, 2012? 4 years later,
yep.
Now we're still, you know, we're still in the court system, and this is why Congress has the ability to stop the president's actions, you know, under the Constitution. But they don't use it. They don't.
No, and but the president says. The president also says, "So sad, too bad. I'm doing what I want."
And then they.
So that's why they have to bring it to the court.
That is, no, they need to impeach him, because that is their job as congressman. And unfortunately,
yes,
we've gotten so politicized, it's not about country
anymore. They'll be called, they do that, they'll be called racist.
Well, so what?
And they don't want to be called racist. Exactly.
I know it. And that's what's
And they all got dirt on them. And you can, I bet you, you know, and I've said this before, I bet you dollars to donuts. Every single one of them got dirt on them, and they're holding it over their heads.
I know it.
Now,
and it's disgusting.
As for,
that's why we need term limits.
It is disgusting. Yes.
Yes. Exactly. Term limits. Get these people out of there. And, you know, and the Department of Education and the IRS. Let's get rid of this stuff. And we wouldn't have this nonsense going on, you know. But I don't even know that Trump would do that stuff if he got in. That's my problem. You know, that's
well,
the problem.
I think, you know, he's saying he's going to unite everybody. And here's my theory, my thoughts, is he donated to Harry Reid. So he'll say, you owe me. Or you better vote for this. And he'll do that to all of them. I donated to your campaign. You owe me.
Yeah, but do we want a president of the United States doing that?
No, but you know what? At least he'll get shit done.
Maybe. It might not be what we want him to do. I don't know. I don't know, Barbara, because it's like every time he opens his mouth, you just want to be thinking, okay, this is, and then he'll say these things that are just not constitutional. They're not conservative. They're not Republican. They're not. And
because
just,
he does talk off the cuff.
Well, but people
talking off the cuff really have
a little bit of a filter. You know? They usually have a little bit of a filter, and their core values usually will keep them from saying something totally insane. But the problem is, he doesn't have any core principles. And that bothers.
And he's not politically correct. That's what's got everybody yaying him.
Yeah, and the recent polling is not good, because it had Hillary up by 11 points, which is something we tried to point out to people prior. I'll probably end up voting for him, but, you know, because I was watching Gary Johnson tonight, and that man, he's a pothead. He just smoked his pot 5 weeks ago. That's like, oh my God. I like Gary Johnson because he wants to end the Department of Education. He wants the fair tax, which will get rid of the IRS, you know, so he's got a lot of good principles that way. But then when you go to social conservative issues, not at all. See, because he is gay, he's pro-gay marriage. He's not pro-polygamy. That's a state issue. But gay marriage should be a federal issue. And that, to me, is a conflict of interest because the only reason he wants that as a federal issue is because he himself is gay. Otherwise, you'd have to say polygamy, too. It would be okay, you know, if you're a true libertarian. So I don't know. I'm at a loss for words. Hello, anybody listening out there? Can you believe it? I have no words. So, you know, because Trump right now should be working to unite the party and bring in the conservatives and, you know, bring in the people he needs to win, you know, and he doesn't do that by opening his mouth and doing things that we are so opposed to. I mean, I just, you know, you want to call out the judge, fine, but to call out the judge and say, well, maybe he's Mexican or something, to me, that's just rude. You know, that's just rude. So, but you know what? Hillary Clinton they actually went back into 96 and the FBI investigated her then for her money practices and hiding her emails and her communication. We spent $76 million in taxpayer dollars in 96 looking at her, you know, and now the FBI is investigating her again at taxpayers' expense. This woman we know is a criminal. But she won't be prosecuted because the Department of Justice is protecting her. And yet, the IRS went after Tea Party and patriots and liberty folks who are actually in line with the founding fathers of this country, which is kind of a sad state of affairs. And you there? Barbara? Okay, I don't know if I just lost Barbara, if I lost everything. I have no idea because I'm not getting any sound. So I will keep talking in case somebody's listening. But this world is very messed up. We have these cases of transgender where it's not a thing, folks. It's not scientific. It's been debunked by the Johns Hopkins University doctor who for 40 years they studied transgender. And it's not a thing. And yet you see these articles. And I went on this article where this girl who's transitioning or this boy who's transitioning to be a girl is running on track and beat out girls, even though she's taking chemicals. And in the article said, oh, well, she's a she because she's taking chemicals. I said, no, he's a he taking chemicals to alter his state of being because you can't change your Y DNA. This whole concept of that you can be any gender you want is a liberal concept designed to bring down the moral values of a country and to bring a country down. Because when you don't stand on firm on principles, on science, on moral issues, then you are brought down. And that is part of the 45 goals of communism. But you can use it. It doesn't have to be communism. You can use it for, you know, Islam. You can use it for any kind of belief you want to. And what is so sad is that our education system has so indoctrinated our children that they're openly supporting a socialist. And when you look at the socialist countries like Greece and Venezuela, the quality of life is not good. They're failing horribly. And they don't take care of themselves. If not for this great nation of America, we would have not, the other nations would have fallen to Germany. They would have been exterminated, a whole population of people. And yet we're losing a whole generation because they're being indoctrinated by the Department of Education, which needs to go. Barbara, are you there?
I'm here.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you now. I thought maybe my computer crashed. So I was like, okay.
No, well, my stuff has been weird.
Okay. Because I never know on this end. It's just all of a sudden it's silent, and I'm like, hello? But go ahead.
Are you talking about the Department of Education?
I was talking about, I couldn't hear you, I went into the transgender thing, because did you see where that girl that boy that's transitioning to be a girl ran in the track meet in Alaska?
Yes.
Yeah.
And
she
won.
He didn't
really.
No, he didn't really win. He came in like fifth, and I watched him run, and you know he wasn't spectacular, you know, but he was good enough to beat the girls, you know, and beat a girl out for a position in the state track meet. And then I went to that article, and you would not believe these people trying to defend this as a thing. That are a real scientific thing, because this is what they teach in the colleges now, and this is what they
mm-hmm.
teach in the schools now, that transgender is a thing. And it's not. You don't get to pick what you are. You are who you are. Aren't they the ones that say that you are who you are? But they're not letting these kids be who they are. They're trying to make them into something they're not. And in
mm-hmm.
Washington State, they're going to start teaching it to kindergartners, that transgender is a thing. It's not. Just like being trans race or trans species is not a thing. Now they got guys who, you know, think they're dogs. Not a thing. You're sick. Yeah, get some help.
Yeah, you're exactly right.
Oh, my gosh. But then, you know, they tell us we're the ones that deny science. You know, we have science on our side where abortion is concerned. You can actually hear, I didn't even know this, you can hear a heartbeat at like 4 weeks gestation, like even before you missed your period.
Wow.
They can detect a heartbeat if they do a trans vaginal ultrasound.
Wow.
I learned that just the other day. You know, and yet it's just a piece of tissue, but it has its own heartbeat and its own DNA. But see, they deny science. And then, you know, they have crazy people wanting to try to shut down the anti-climate change deniers, you know. But they just found out that, oh, we got global warming on Mars. Is that man-made? I mean,
that cost us?
I don't know. Probably trillions of dollars for all I know. It's just ridiculous. It's so ridiculous. We're so out of control in the federal government in this country, and out of control in our education system, and you know, that's the goal, you know, take it away from parents, because you can't have parents teaching values and truths to the children. You know, they want the state to teach them what they want them to know, because it's better to have the sheeple, like the ones that are following Bernie Sanders around, going, "Oh, free, free, free,"
because the parents don't have the time to teach their kids.
Either that or they believe the same thing. I mean, you know, these liberal parents have the same philosophy. I mean, there's a whole, you know, there's a whole population out there that have the same philosophy, probably because they weren't taught or they were taught wrong. And then there's those who would deceive so that they can gain power, you know, like Clintons and Harry Reid. And, you know, Harry Reid has made millions and billions of dollars by selling federal land, selling land to the Chinese. Yes, yes. And it's just a very, very sad state of affairs in
mm-hmm.
Washington. And I don't know. But what do you think? Do you think Hillary's going to get indicted?
Well, here's my theory with that. I'm thinking that, and now Obama's kind of endorsing her because he's going to be going out on the circuit for her.
Yeah.
But here's my thought. My thought is, and I think I've said this before, that what's going to end up happening is he's going to support Hillary and say blah, 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 you know, yay Hillary, she's going to give the rest, she's going to do my third term. And what's going to happen is they're going to go to the convention, because I don't believe she's going to win California.
No, I don't think she is either, because they said there were like 19 million new voters and they were young people.
Yep.
And you know,
it's an open, it's also an open
is
voting.
It open? Okay.
Yep. So Bernie tends to do a lot better. But here's my theory. If they're going to get to the convention, Hillary's going to get indicted around that time, and Joe Biden's going to step in. I'm telling you.
Oh, man. Could happen.
That's not going to happen.
But, you know, I think that man has Alzheimer's. When, you know, he keeps a low profile because he's the things that come out of his mouth.
Because he's crazy, because he's crazy Uncle Joe.
Yeah. there are literally times I thought, you know, when he was running with Obama, I thought, that man, I wonder if he has Alzheimer's.
Yeah.
Okay. I just don't know. Well, that would be definitely a surprise, but you know what would happen then? Because they didn't go to Bernie, there'd be a huge revolt with the young people.
Yeah.
And they need those
yep.
young people. So this is certainly going to be an interesting election, just to kind of see how things start playing out, because, you know, there's dissatisfied people in both parties.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
That's why Bernie's won over 20 states. He's won over 20 states. I mean, that's a lot. And
yep.
you know, he probably would have won more, except for I think Hillary cheated in Iowa, and I think she did in Nevada, too, you know, in the caucuses.
And Kentucky.
Yeah. So, yeah, when you wait, I hate it when those, you know, those Democratic cities always come in last. Why would they be coming in last? Shouldn't they have the highest technology so that those votes are counted first? You would think. But in Virginia, same thing happened in the governor race. You know, the last county to come in, one right there by Washington, D.C. Makes you kind of wonder. Makes you kind of wonder a lot. You know, and then you see these inner city precincts having 100% voter turnout. Where does that happen? It doesn't.
Yeah.
It doesn't.
Right.
And, you know, you hear these precincts where they won't let the Republican judges in, you know. I don't know. It's crazy. Crazy stuff going on. So it's one of those where I don't have a clue.
Nobody does.
And I don't know.
And, you know, we have in North Carolina, we have a special election because they did redistricting again.
Okay.
So we have to we have another primary.
Oh, okay.
Tomorrow.
And just voting for
so if you're listening from North Carolina, don't forget to get out and vote. Know what district you're in. You know, I'm talking to some of these kids, and they're like, I don't know. Really? I live in Durham. Okay, so you still have a district in Durham. Oh, I don't know. All right. And then my niece is 18, so when I was up in New York, I was like, oh, this is going to be your first presidential race. How exciting. She goes, I'm not even registered.
No.
I don't pay
attention. I can't say anything. My kids, actually, this was the first year my kids voted, and they actually did vote for Cruz over Trump. Thank you very much.
Good job.
I'm proud, very proud. But, you know, they like her Bernie. The reason they like Bernie is because he's a nice guy. And I'm just thinking, we are in such trouble. Well, I'll give you that. He's probably a nice guy. But his policies are going to, you know, bankrupt the country. But, you know, hey, he's a nice guy. It's like,
man.
We are now voting.
And that was another conversation I had, you know, with some people when I was up in New York with family. It was somebody was talking about Bernie. And I know she's thinking of Bernie. I'm like, he wants to tax you 90 cents on a dollar. Could we afford that? Oh, We're never going to recover if that happens.
No, and we're already
shocked.
When you start looking at all your bills, you know, you start looking at all your bills. I was looking at just my water bill and my utility bill. And by the time I added up all the fees, you know, these things they call fees, they're not taxes, they're fees.
Right.
You know,
mm-hmm.
That's $50 for two bills.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah. So you pay that. Then you pay your state sales tax at the grocery store. You pay the tax that's built into the goods that you buy that the businesses pass on to you, you know, which can be quite a hefty tax, you know,
mm-hmm.
and then you pay the gasoline tax, and then you pay your income tax and your Social Security tax and your federal tax. Where are they going to get this money? And then they say, oh, well, they're not going to tax you. Well, baloney, my taxes have gone up. Already.
Well,
so
you know,
I know
yeah,
we try to implement free college for everybody that my taxes are going to go up even more because there's not enough rich people in the world to pay for free college for every American student. And why would you want your child to go to a college that is teaching things like transgenderism, which is not a thing? It's not a thing. It's not scientific. It has no basis in science. Well, I feel like I'm a girl, so I'm a girl. Come on, folks. I feel like I'm a cat, so I'm a cat. I feel like I'm a black person, so I'm black. That's that one white girl. I don't remember her name, but, you know, she's black.
Yeah.
Because she feels like it. And you can't deny her if you're going to say, well, that man that can be a girl if he wants to. You know, but this is all to confuse people, to degrade morals, and to bring this country down. That's all it is. You know, they don't care about these kids. They don't care about these kids. They don't care about anything. It's all about denying God, denying Christians, because that's part of the goal, you know. And so whatever way they can do it, the more the merrier, you know, in this little bucket of theirs. And it's a sad, sad state of affairs. And so, you know, and I can't even say... I'm not, you know, anyway. I know what Hillary wants our guns, because that's another thing they have to do to bring down Western civilization. They have to get our guns. And she has said she will try to get their guns. You know, that's...
I actually heard somebody say today, and I wasn't able to investigate it because I was on my way home from work, and I heard somebody say that she had said either yesterday or sometime over the weekend that there's no such thing as the Second Amendment. She didn't think there was.
I don't know.
There's something to that effect.
I wouldn't put anything past the Democrat. Okay. But here's the problem. Then you have Trump threatening media. And I'm sorry, but the First Amendment, whether we like it or not, covers media. So, you know, we've got two candidates that are threatening the Constitution, which is another scary thing for me. But, you know, when I have to look at what's going to protect us most from a government that's gone out of control, that is our guns, and that is our Second Amendment. So I have to go with the one that is at least proclaiming their pro-Second Amendment, you know, and not against that.
Right.
But, you know, we can't. You got to watch that First Amendment, too. You can't take that First Amendment away from reporters and media. They have a right to say whatever they want to. You need to put on your big boy pants and deal with it. You know, I don't care if you like it or not. You know, just like you've got the right to go and, you know, try to defame everybody and call people names. That's your First Amendment right. But by the same token, it's a First Amendment right for anybody. If they want to lie about you, they can. But you know how you fix that? You don't fix that with laws and litigation and stuff like that. You fix that by fixing the moral compass of the country. When, you know, back in the day, your word was your bond. You didn't just tell lies to be telling lies. Yeah, I do. Unfortunately, a lot of people don't. You know, it's become acceptable that lying in this country is okay. And in fact, you lie where you want. The end justifies the means, which is actually an Alinsky philosophy. And unfortunately, it's permeable in both sides of the coin, you know, both Democrat and Republican. And this is why we need term limits. We need to get term limits in there, get the money out of there, because they're always running for re-election. I saw this special where they have to spend so many hours a week fundraising. That's not what we pay these people to do.
Right.
We, the American people, are paying their salaries, and they have to go fundraise for the party? I'm sorry, no.
Yeah.
No, that is not in the Constitution, and that is not something we should be funding. And the way you have, way only way to do away with that is term limits, because then they won't be worried about getting themselves reelected. They'll be worrying about doing the business of the country and what's best for the country as a whole. And what's best for the country as a whole is for the federal government to get out of the way, let the states do their things, make sure we're secure nationally. That means securing our borders. That means, you know, taking care of terrorist threats. You know, it doesn't mean bringing in millions and millions of people so that American people can support them. That's not what that means. It's not part of the Constitution. Never was in there. I don't mind helping people. But, you know, we need to be smart about it. And we need to get out of the way of business. You know, that was one thing that Gary Johnson said. You know, he'd have a zero corporate income tax. And he said, you get the lobbyists out of Washington right away, because why would they be there? They're there to lobby for their business. You know, so that makes a lot of sense to me. And I would be game. Let's have a zero corporate. But, you know, I think we can do it even if we drop the corporate, you know, income tax to you know. Right now it's 35%. It's the highest of any country in the world, where it's a global economy. Well, duh, no wonder the jobs are going to China and Ireland
and Mexico,
because it's cheaper to operate there. And these business people don't care. They don't necessarily have a country, because, you know, they make a lot of money, so they can go anywhere and live anywhere they want to, you know. And, well, they should have allegiance to Americans. Well, that's not how it works, folks. It doesn't work that way. And since it doesn't work that way, then you need to make it appealing for them to actually bring their money back here and put it back in and put it into the United States of America.
Well, you know that little old, you know that old saying, money talks, bullshit walks.
So, you know, basically, And I do think, I think Trump would be the better one for that.
Yeah.
Again, because I don't know. The man says so many different things.
I know.
Just kind of thinking. At least he said it once. You know, Hillary hasn't. Hillary has not made any kind of. She's going to continue President Obama's, you know, policies.
Agendas.
Are a failure. And we're losing businesses, and we've got more people out of the workforce than ever before. You know, it's, even though the numbers, and they changed the figured numbers midterm into Obama's presidency. Gee, I wonder why. You know, you wonder why. Mm-hmm. Why did they have to change it then? You know, because the story that they tell about the unemployment doesn't fit what I see in the world, you know, in the real world. It does fit in Washington, you know. And, of course, you know, the Democrats promising $15 an hour to McDonald's workers.
Our soldiers are making, like, less than half of that.
Yeah, less than half. Nobody cares, though. We can't talk about it. Oh, yeah, but we're going to start – the VA wants to start paying for gender reassignment surgeries, but they can't even take care of the veterans that they have. You know, seriously, we have a serious problem with the Democrats in Washington. The Democrats have lost their collective souls and their collective mind. When you start talking about paying for gender reassignment surgery for soldiers, when the VA has 22 veterans committing suicide every day, we have a huge problem in this country. Huge problem. And it is the Democrats. And it is some Republicans, I will give you that. But it is the Democrats spearhead this nonsense about transgenderism and women in the men in the women's locker room. And then they holler, you know, about the, you know, I don't know. They holler because there's, you know, the rape, you know, that goes on, or something might happen in that locker room where you put a boys in with the girls, you know. But then they'll complain about that because, you know, the campuses now, you know, they've got these policies that you wouldn't need if you had moral values. You wouldn't have all these sexual assault going on. You know, no means no. And if the girl says, I don't even know. The policies are just ridiculous. They're writing ridiculous policies because they've got ridiculous moral standards. That is absolutely none and no common sense. It's just mind-boggling to me that this is going on in this country. You know, maybe we're more hyper aware of it, Barbara, but the problem is it's gone very, very far, and some of these people that live in la-la land because they don't pay attention are going to be in for a shocking surprise when they wake up one day and wonder where their country went.
Yeah.
You know, because they don't.
On a good note, though, a lot of people are waking up, and a lot of people are more engaged in politics a little bit more now than ever before.
But I don't think they're the right people. I don't think they're the people we need to wake up. Yeah, there's a lot of angry people that woke up. There's a lot of angry people. That's why Trump is the nominee. First-time angry voters. But these are not the people we needed to wake up. It's more of the conservative, hardworking Christian right wing that, you know, needed to wake up.
You mean the American middle class that works their tails off and doesn't
the ones that
pay
work,
attention?
Because you know,
they don't have time to pay attention?
Don't have time to pay attention. Yeah, those people. Those people. That's exactly what you're talking about. And unfortunately, I mean, if I were to go even to work and talk to some of the people about what's going on, they wouldn't have a clue. They'd be like, really?
Yeah.
Really? Yeah, really. Really. They're teaching children in kindergarten that you don't know if you're a boy or girl.
Yeah. And that's
DNA,
just the most ridiculous
DNA
thing I've ever.
Nothing. You can chemically alter a person all you want to, and it's not going to change their genetic makeup. They're still going to be a boy. Still going to have that Y chromosome. Still going to be a boy.
Yeah.
You know, I'm sorry. I hate to break it to you, but that's them's the breaks. And, of course, then we lost all
The way it is, whether you believe in God or not.
Whether you believe in God or not, that's science. You know, I believe in science. I believe in science. Science tells me a baby's heart beats at 4 weeks gestation and that it has separate DNA than its mother. That is science. That's not emotion. You know, but global warming, you don't have any science. You want to say you have science, but your science has been rigged. And the earth is not warmed, which is why they changed it from global warming to climate change, because that's the only way they continue to milk you of your money and your thoughts and your reality. But
they're flying cross country on their private jets.
And jetting about in their boats, The Hollywood stars that are jetting all over the country, spewing millions of gallons of, you know, gases into the air for their own private pleasure, but they want to lecture you. They want to lecture you and tell you you are the problem. And they want to outlaw you in some places, your free speech, which is ridiculous. California. California.
Land of fruit and nuts.
Yeah. Not all the people there. We're not saying everybody in California is a fruit and nut, but unfortunately there's a lot of them there. There's an awful lot of them there. So, you know, that's a very scary, scary thing. But, you know, we have science on our side, and it's not enough.
But they don't believe our science.
No, I mean, for transgenderism even, you know, it's like this one kid said, I went to communications class, and first I was told how transgenderism is real, that it didn't matter that the DNA didn't show it. It was what you felt. And then he said something about you couldn't deny global warming. And there was one other thing. This is a communications class in college.
Jeez.
And see, you know why they want to put all our kids in college? Yeah.
So they can be indoctrinated more.
Exactly. So they can be indoctrinated. And I would suggest to anybody out there listening, if you can, to homeschool your children. That's the only thing that's saving our country now, is that back in the 80s, there was a push for homeschools. And so there's a lot of kids have been homeschooled and were taught the truth versus what the progressives or what Bill Ayers, known domestic terrorist, wanted your children to believe. And so that's saving us, you know, right now.
And when they start paying taxes.
Yeah.
But you know, then they get a little different, you know.
And that's, you know, you and I, we do this for the children, the grandchildren, and, you know, what's coming ahead. And unfortunately, I don't know that we're going to make that difference that we need to make. You know, I thought we were getting there, and we had some really great potential candidates to do that. And the angry people came in and just took over what we had set up to be, you know, a victory has become maybe a death spiral. I don't know. There's people out there that are still Never Trump, and they'll always be Never Trump. And I'm not going to be able to change their mind. Neither are no one is. They don't care.
Right.
They're never going to vote for the man because they see him kind of as a fascist, as more of the same. I'm going to do these executive orders. You know, this is part of what we're against is the presidential overstepping his bounds and
overreach.
His power.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't care. You know, Bush probably did it too. Reagan probably did it too. I want it all to stop. I don't really care. You know, I don't care that there's a D or an R behind your name. I want it to stop. And it's never going to stop. It's never going to stop. And we put, well, Obama did it, so we might as well. No, that's not how that's supposed to work. And unfortunately, that is what happened in this cycle. And, well, the results will be known at some point in the future.
Yes, they will. But, you know, we also got, you know, Obama's going to be out. Hillary's going to be in jail.
I don't know that she is. I don't know that she
well,
is.
Well, I still say, you know, you were saying earlier, too, like the, Pagliano guy, the one that got immunity.
Yeah.
The judge wants to see what was in his papers.
Oh.
And what was all entailed in what's involved in the immunity, because now he's saying for Judicial Watch how he's going to plead the fifth on every question.
Yeah.
So that's why they're pissing off the judge. Now, Cheryl Mills, who's been attorney for them for years for Hillary, she can't say anything because she's client privilege. So she won't say anything.
And I think when you were off the air, I brought up back in 19, did you hear me say in 1996, we spent that $96 million investigating her, FBI investigating her on her practices in a law firm. You know, there's a pattern here, folks. There's a pattern.
Yep.
And the Clinton Foundation has some pretty questionable practices. And it's kind of funny how, you know, remember Hillary Clinton said she was dead broke when she came out of the White House?
And she couldn't afford her mortgages.
Yeah, exactly.
And she stole all the silverware.
That is just almost, I can't hardly envision a president or a first lady stealing things from the White House. Of course, I mean, I don't know. Am I just a relic, you know, Barbara? I don't know. Maybe
I'm telling you.
Because it's just, I don't get it. You know, it's a privilege to serve this country. It should be a privilege. And yet, you know, Michelle Obama continues to badmouth this country. Oh, I live in a house built by slaves. You're
then get the hell out.
Living in the White House. The largest house in the land. Don't you think you milked the slavery thing a little long enough? You're a black woman living in the highest house in the land. I don't think you
And taking a vacation on our tax dollars.
Multiple vacations. Multiple vacations. And yet she still continues to groan, you know, to me, that's not presidential, you know.
No.
Because I can't say
it's
a whole lot.
It's actually pretty sickening.
I don't think we have a whole lot of hope for anything being very presidential here in the near future. So, you know.
We're doomed.
We're doomed. I'm just feeling that way right now. We have talked for years and years and years, and it just seems like, okay, what now? What
yeah.
now? I don't know.
Yep.
I don't know where we're headed or what's coming down the pipeline. But, you know, then you see these people in California egging Trump supporters, which is so wrong, and the police officers doing nothing about it, which is so
and
wrong.
And then blaming
yeah.
Trump? Come on now.
Yeah, and I think we're heading, you know, we've been talking about civil war as a possibility for a long time. And I think if we continue the hate and the unchecked violence that is perpetuated by the Democrats, it is, you know, Black Lives Matter. It's perpetuated
because
by the Democrats.
Because they are getting paid for this.
And, you know, the riots and actually a second police officer has asked to be tried by a judge and not a jury in the Baltimore case, which is just a farce that they arrested these police officers. Police
mm-hmm.
officers are afraid to do their job.
Mm-hmm.
Because they
were actually in San Diego. They were told to stand down.
Yep.
They were told not to do anything.
I'm sure.
Yep.
And I think in New York, they want them to take sensitivity training.
Yeah.
They are dealing with drug dealers, criminals, people who go out and shoot other people of their same race, like in Chicago, you know, where there's
uh-huh.
multiple things and murders among blacks on blacks. But we can't talk about that. We have to talk about the police officers that are shooting these thugs, you know, that perpetuate these crimes. Oh, they're just
yep.
baby children, you know, just because they have guns and do drugs and deal drugs doesn't make them bad people. Okay, sorry. You know, my kid doesn't do that. You know, and I would not justify my child if he did do that. But, you know, unfortunately,
right.
a lot of the parents of these children do these things, and they see nothing wrong with it. It's a way
yep.
of life. And that's
yep.
part of the problem. That is a major part of the problem, and instead of addressing the problem, let's blame the white people.
Yep.
They enslaved us. So guess what, folks? America was not the first slave-owning country. In fact, you know, England did it. They still have slaves over in the Middle East. They still have slaves in the Sudan. You know, the Sudan, the African people actually sold their countrymen into slavery, you know, because it was, you know, they were slaves. They weren't worthy, and they were sold by African people in Africa into slavery.
Mm-hmm.
And the Irish people were slaves. They might have called them indentured servants, but they were actually more expendable than a black slave because they were cheaper. And so they suffered a whole lot more in the slavery in the West Indies and in this country than black people did. But you won't hear anybody talking about that because it doesn't fit their narrative. It doesn't fit
right.
their narrative. And so, therefore, it won't be mentioned and it won't be taught because, therefore, they can't have angry people in the streets rioting and causing chaos,
yep.
you know, if they don't push their narrative. It's a
sad,
yep. sad day. Sad, sad day. And then when they want safe spaces in their colleges, when in World War II, children that age were hitting the beaches to defend this country against.
Today,
you know,
as a matter of fact, it's D-Day.
Yes, and unfortunately, how far we've fallen in just even less than a century.
Yep.
This tells you
yeah,
how evil can take root and actually expand and grow, you know, and expand and grow. And I think we would have been farther along this axis if it had not been for Ronald Reagan. You know, because he was considered conservative by the Republican Party to win, you know, and he won in a landslide. But, you know, and I think he kind of, you know, actually slowed the progression of this illness, this wish to destroy this country as it stands and turn it into something.
Well, I'm also convinced that Kennedy was killed because he wasn't playing the game.
It's a very big possibility. I'm not totally unconvinced of that myself. You know, because, I agree with you there, Barbara. But then what about his brother? You know, were they all just towing the line then because they were going to be slaughtered if they didn't?
They had different beliefs.
Possibility, but you wonder. And so we need to make sure we do get out and vote this election and continue to vote for the conservatives like Ted Cruz and put them in Congress, you know, so that they can try to stop this flood of corruption, this flood of money, this open sieve that leaks out of Washington, you know, stop the Mitch McConnells. And unfortunately here in Indiana, that didn't happen. We ended up with a rhino, you know, a guy that caved the minute he got into office. He's a Marine, but you know, hey, I'm going along with the crowd. And Mitch McConnell backed him here and spent money on him here. And unfortunately, we didn't have, you know, I think we had like maybe 40% turnout or something, which is a high percentage for a primary. But where's the other 60% of the voters? You know, where are they? And why weren't they out? And in fact, I think we would have done better with a low percentile of voters turning out because we would have had a better outcome. Same thing in 2008. You know, if we had had regular voter turnout instead of a bunch of kids that knew nothing, we would have never had a total Democratic Congress White House. You know, they would never have flooded all three levels of Congress, because always before, there had always been the checks and balances. And unfortunately, that's what happens when you take uninformed voters to the polls.
Yep.
And I don't know. Now Ted is a great guy. Before he was a liar, but now he's a great guy. So, I don't know. We shall see. I know I'm all doom and gloom tonight. I'm sorry, folks. It's just a mood. I'm in a doom and gloom mood. So, if you're listening out there and you got any positive news to share with us, that would be wonderful. But, you know, four central Clinton figures are using the same lawyer. That seems to me like a conflict of interest. I don't know. It seems like you could actually, you know, make your stories match, right? But I don't know. Now it's saying Hillary has the delegates to win, but, you know, that's going to be an interesting convention in July.
Well, you know what really gets me mad, too, is that Puerto Rico, the Virgin Islands, and all them, you know, they have a say, but they're not part of this country. And they can't vote in the primary, I mean, in the election, but they can vote in the primaries and give somebody delegates.
Yeah.
That just seems really retarded to me.
Well, it does, doesn't it? They want to be, well, they're actually part of what they consider the territories. American territories.
Yeah, I know. But still.
But, and Puerto Rico wants us to bail them out because they've had corrupt governments going bankrupt. And if we bail them out, then Chicago's going to want us to bail them out. And then if Chicago gets bailed out, then we're going to have to bail out California. Taxpayer dollars.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why the money was never meant to be in Washington, folks. That's why the states run the country, not the federal government. And unfortunately, even the Senate doesn't even know its role. They're to represent their states, not a party. You know, this bit about Reid representing Democrats instead of the state of Nevada. You know, he's not doing his constitutional duty. You know, Mitch McConnell.
Right.
You know, representing Republicans instead of Kentucky is not doing his constitutional duty. Joe Donnelly from here in Indiana representing Democrats instead of the state of Indiana is not doing his constitutional duty.
Right.
And that's how far gone Washington is. They don't even know what their place is. There is no to be majority Senate leader. There is the vice president who presides over the Senate. And we need to go back to the legislatures actually electing the presidential candidates, because we've got too many stupid people voting in this country now and not taking it as seriously as they should, because when you go and further question them, they have no idea what's going on,
right,
or even how Washington works. Well, we sent,
right,
these people and they didn't do it. Well, excuse me, but did you know you have to have 60 votes in the Senate? Oh, well, you know,
yeah,
minor details on, yeah, I'm a little aggravated there wasn't more of a fight put up in Washington after we got these Tea Party guys in. Yeah, I'm a little bit upset with that. I'm not upset with Ted Cruz, because I watched Ted Cruz do exactly what he told everybody he was going to do. I am upset,
yeah,
with the voters who then tried to call him a liar and didn't recognize what he actually did in Washington. That upsets,
right,
me, because, once again, uninformed voters. Uninformed voters.
Yeah.
And created a mess that we all have to live with. You know, because,
yeah,
what's our choices? What are our choices going to be?
Yeah.
An FBI federal criminal? Another,
yeah,
under investigation for fraud? A pothead?
I know, right?
I mean, really? Really? Great, you know, great. And some people like Trump because he speaks his mind. I prefer a little dignity, okay? So maybe if he
could
up a little dignity and show us that he can be dignified, would go a long way to maybe making people want to vote for him. So if you're on the Trump campaign and you're listening out there and you have any ties to Donald Trump, let him know. Time to bring out the other guy. Bring out the other guy, because you don't need to win over the angry voters. You need to win over the thoughtful voters.
Right, the ones that have been paying attention forever.
Yes, yes, the thoughtful voters, the ones that he said he didn't need. He doesn't need the conservatives. He doesn't need them. You know, which to
me... Yes, he does. He does, yeah.
Remark.
He does.
You know, why are you... Because now you made the... And there's some pretty big names that are never Trump, you know, and when he said that, you think they're ever coming back?
I know, doubtful, right?
Doubtful. I really doubt it. And, you know, you and I both, we spent the last election trying to convince people to vote for Romney. And then we got them people saying, well, I'm following my pride and because I didn't vote for Romney. It's like, oh, my God, you're one of the stupid people that put us in this mess in the first place, and now you're going to...
Well, see, that's what worries me. That's
so
exactly
much
what worries me, is if everybody goes ahead and not vote for Trump, we're going to end up with...
Hillary. But we told them
that. Or whoever they nominate.
We told them
look at,
that there were people who would not...
That's why we got Obama.
Trump has never pulled Hillary except for right before the Indiana election, and maybe 1 or 2%. We've told them that all along. I told them my experience trying to get people to vote for me, and they didn't listen. And so that, you know, at this point, you know, I will most likely vote for Trump, but I can't recommend him, I can't campaign,
mm-hmm,
for him, and I can't make people vote for him.
Right.
I can't do it. And so anyway,
I'm the same way.
That we're about running out of time. So if you were listening tonight, we want to thank you for tuning in. And we will probably be back next week. Right, Barbara?
As far as I know, yep.
Same place, same time. No weddings, right,
yep,
in the near future that I know of. And maybe next
no, one wedding.
So
I have to regain my money. Good grief.
A little bit less, you know, doom and gloom.
I hope.
I don't know. It all depends on what happens this week. But, you know, hopefully, you know, maybe we can get a little back in the step here. But thank you for tuning in. And we invite you back to join us again next week. And with that, we're going to say good night, folks.
night.